This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Tuesday, September 7th, AD 2021. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Morningstar News reports another 36 Nigerian Christians killed by radical Muslims in August. Speaking at a funeral for 17 of the Christians killed in the attack, Pastor Jacob Kwashi from northern Nigeria said, quote, "We have never seen an evil government in this country like the one of today. The government is fully in support of the bloodshed in Nigeria. We are being killed just because we are not Muslims. These evil Fulani jihadists are enjoying the backing of the government to go about killing people, destroying their houses and farmlands. Yet when we try to defend ourselves, the government will go about arresting our people. What kind of justice is this?" End quote. Elected in 2015, Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari is a Muslim. Persecution against evangelicals, Jehovah's Witnesses, and others is on the rise in Russia. Three more members of the Jehovah's Witness cult were sentenced to 6 or more years in prison last month, making for a total of 51 in prison, reports ReligionNews.com. In the city of Samara, in southwestern Russia, a Presbyterian church has been destroyed by authorities, reports Radio Free Europe. And most recently, the Russian state has labeled New Generation International Christian Movement, quote, "undesirable," end quote, and effectively banned in Russia. A recent survey of 961 U.S. companies conducted by Willis Towers Watson discovered that 51% of U.S. employers plan to require all or some of their employees to get the COVID-19 shot by the end of the year, reports Reuters. As of this week, 75% of the U.S. population, 18 years and older, have been vaccinated for COVID, per CDC numbers. El Salvador's president is moving toward dictator status, what some see as following the trend of Venezuela. Nayib Bukele is known for jailing his critics, and he's working on abolishing term limits for his position. To further destabilize the nation's economy, Bukele has pushed legislation through the nation's Congress requiring businesses to accept Bitcoin effective September 7th. Other countries using cryptocurrency as a popular means of exchange include Vietnam, India, Pakistan, Kenya, Nigeria, and Venezuela. This correlates with the weakest currencies and the most unstable economies in the world, which are Venezuela, Iran, Nigeria, and Vietnam. CBS reports the death toll from Hurricane Ida at 68. AccuWeather estimates total damage at $70 to $80 billion. This marks the worst hurricane season since 2017. The U.S. fire season is on track to beat last year's record of 10 million acres burned. Over the last 6 years, an average of 8 million acres have been burned by wildfires. That's up from an average of 3 million acres per year in the 1980s and 1990s. Thus far this year, just over 5 million acres have burned. Hebrews 13, verse 4 says, "Marriage is honorable among all, and the bed undefiled, but fornicators and adulterers God will judge." But in the U.S., the percentage of college-educated women having their first child out of wedlock has increased from 4% in 1996 to 25% in 2018. And for those with a high school diploma, now 62% of women have their first child out of wedlock, up from 19% in 1996. Overall, about 53% of women have their first child out of wedlock in the present generation. And finally, the Thomas More Society filed a lawsuit against the state of California late last week on accusations that the state education system is forcing public school students to worship pagan gods. The Thomas More Public Release notes that, quote, "The ethnic studies curriculum unequivocal promotion of 5 Aztec gods or deities through repetitive chanting and affirmation of their symbolic principles constitutes an unlawful government preference toward a particular religious practice," end quote. Plus, the worship of these gods required the most gruesome and horrific acts of human sacrifice, something that should not be promoted in the public schools. Deuteronomy 12, verses 30 through 31 says, "Take care that you not be ensnared to follow them, after they have been destroyed before you, and that you do not inquire about their gods, saying, 'How did these nations serve their gods? That I also may do the same.' You shall not worship the Lord your God in that way, for every abominable thing that the Lord hates they have done for their gods, for they even burn their sons and their daughters in the fire to their gods." And that's the worldview in 5 minutes on this Tuesday, September 7th in the year of our Lord, 2021. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.